Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. We are we proudly play you the best in country and roots rock and roll. And you know, if you're into all those things, your patron saint had better be the late great Johnny Cash. Tomorrow night down at the Old Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, Andrew Neville and his Poor Choices, along with the Jake Breaks, are going to be celebrating the Johnny Cash birthday bash. And I bet ya, I guarantee you, as a matter of fact, that is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. It is Johnny's birthday tomorrow. Well, it would be his birthday if you weren't so darn dead. So go down there and have a drink on him and have a good time. We're going to play some Johnny Cash covers, but first some songs that name-drop the old man in black. We'll kick it off with our old pal Fred singing about folks who like Johnny Cash, I guess. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Hey, pretty boy in the baseball hat. You couldn't hit country with the baseball. except for you. Nashville 62. The formula had proven true. They didn't let nothing new through. When Waylon came to town and didn't like his original sound, they tried hard to keep him down. They tried hard to starve him out. But he kept playing shows, pressing on, chipping away song by song. After years and years of struggling strong, got a chance and he took it to number one. But this time in 74, with his band in the back and forth on the floor, that one record busted down the door, and the record labels had the control. No more than in 76 came the Outlaws record, sold the first million in country music ever. Those old boys with long hair and braids stayed true to the sound and freed the slaves. Got back their grip. They took the outlaw concept and they repackaged it. And there's a million old Waylon fans singing, "Don't y'all think this outlaw bit has gotten away out of hand? Hey, pretty boy in your cowboy hat, you couldn't hit country with a baseball bat. Country ain't just about where you're at, it's about being true to what's inside of you. Say you're an about where you're at, it's about being true to what's inside. You say you're an outlaw with your perfect boots that you got from your record label's image group. Sing another man's song with a big drum loop. Listen, man, you ain't got a clue. You can't buy true. Tell you what they should do.
I like There's a drug dealer selling to your children every day. He's rotten evil, but he ain't nobody's fool. He's dealing death and living high off your hard-earned pay. That's why the man in black sings the blues. That's why the man in black sings the blues. Why should children, why should women be abused? There's so precious few among us walking in the Savior's shoes. That's why the man in black sings the blues. We've got to stamp out hunger all around the planet Earth. We've got to beat our weapons in the clouds. We've got to ban these bombs, I say. We've got to save our lives. We've got to do it all starting now. That's why the man in black sings the blues. Why the farmer and his crops were saving too. So every working stiff across this land won't have to lose. That's why the man in black sings the blues. The first Americans were the red-skinned human beings. They saved us all that first Thanksgiving day. Like the older folks behind, walking in the welfare line. Their trail of tears grows longer by the way. That's why the man in black sings the blues. Why should any human being be abused? There's so precious few among us walking in the Savior's shoes. That's why the man in black sings the blues. That's why the man in black sings the blues.
Now you know some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, bow, ducka, ducka, bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for front row seat to hear old Johnny say. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on, let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found his house, knocked on the door, and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. Said I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and block the door. I want a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, Big River John, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, ducka, 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 bow. She said I'd have to go down to the Opry, and the fella there said I'd have to wait till spring. He said, we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Well, he said a couple more things, and I started crying. And then he laughed at me, and that's when I started to swing. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage for a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, Johnny! Woo! I shot back, and the next thing I know, I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
"Boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing."
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday in the prison yard, a show come through and hardy ho, I had a front row seat. Here on Johnny say, "Hey John, you walk the line. Hey John, do, hey John, do my name. John, do dollar bill. Do teenage John, listen to the man. Hey, I'm with you, John.
Long before the sun came up, way out in the sticks, the headlight showed a two-rut road way back up in the pines. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, "I Walk the Line," I got my thrill behind the wheel upon my daddy's lap. Grandpa rode co-pilot with a flashlight and a map. Can't pull out the window, it was in the summertime. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, "I Walk the Line."
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I never will forget that day. I know the time and place. Sounded like the whole thing came right down from outer space. I still can see those headlights and that dashboard in my mind. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, "I Walk the Line."
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
To my ears, I swear it sounds as good right now as anything I hear. I've seen the Mona Lisa, I've heard Shakespeare read real fine. Just like hearing Johnny Cash sing, "I Walk the Line."
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That right there has to be the ultimate Johnny Cash name drop. It's a song called "I Walk the Line" revisited by Rodney Crowell. And it kind of tells the story of, you know, being super influenced by Johnny Cash. And the funny thing is he went on to marry Johnny's daughter. He was married to Roseanne Cash and then got Johnny to sing on that song. And I'll never forget seeing Rodney Crowell for the first time and hearing him tell the story about that. And, you know, how much intestinal fortitude it took to play that one for Johnny and ask him to sing on it. Because not only did he kind of steal parts of his song, but he changed the melody and stuff. And I guess Rodney was a little intimidated by Johnny at that point. Anyway, that's a great one. That's from Rodney's album, The Houston Kid, which is a fantastic record. Holy cow. Before that, Shel Silverstein, A Front Row Seat to Hear Old Johnny Sing. We heard Billy Joe Shaver in there with That's Why the Man in Black Sings the Blues. And in the CD, Billy Joe says, call it osmosis or something, but this is a song that Johnny Cash said to me without saying a word. It's kind of cool. Before that, Hank Jr., That's I'm sure the only time we've played Hank Jr. on the show, maybe the only time we will. With a song called If You Don't Like Hank Williams. It's co-written by Kris Kristofferson, though, so, you know, it's got some cool cred. I guess if we're going to play Hank Jr., we might as well play Shooter Jennings in there with his song Outlaw You. And topping that set off was Fred with his song Johnny Cash from the album 6 Volts. How about some Cash covers? But I got to take a little break from the that same chucka 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 sound. We're going to slow it down a little bit and then build up back up to the chucka chucka chucka. Here's Joy Kill Sorrow. They don't ever do chucka chucka chucka. Well, I guess they kind of did on that last EP, didn't they? Never mind. Here's the song. Steel Belted Radio.
And my door leaves are falling. Sweethearts walk together, but I still miss someone. Well, I'll never forget those blue eyes that follow me wherever I go. I miss those eyes.
Follow me wherever I go. I miss those arms that held me. Someone was killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed the slayer ran, looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my graveyard when the night winds wail. Now the judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you're somewhere else where you won't have to die. But I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my graveyard when the night winds wail.
Ortega there with a fine cover of Ring of Fire. Before that, we heard Harry Manx with a fine cover of Long Black Veil from an album called Johnny's Blues. And we heard Joy Kills Sorrow in there from their self-titled debut with I Still Miss Someone. Was that enough of a break? Can we get back to the chucka 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 soon? We'll ease up to it, though, with a couple of covers by Steve Earle. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
1, 2, 3, and... Tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now, to some, he was a hero, but to me, his score was zero, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now, old Custer done his fighting without too much exciting, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, General Custer come in pumping when the men were out on. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. With victories he was swimming, he killed children, dogs, and women. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, crazy horse and out the call, the Sitting Bull and Gaul. And the general, he don't ride here anymore. His men, well, he won't do that again. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited, they were unanticipated. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. It ain't called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusiasm if the Indians had been losing. But the general, he don't ride there anymore.
Wesley Hardin lost his role shooting dice in the Jim Saloon in El Paso one night back in 1895. For a while, he just sat there and watched the game, brooding, mad. And then he drew a pistol and said, "Give me my money back." And the timid soul handling the cash for the house said, "Take it all, Mr. Hardin. It belongs to you." Hardin got arrested for it the next day, but nobody thought to ask him to return the money. He did get told not to play that way anymore. I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Hardin is his name, they say, and he travels in the night for. He might have to kill or walk around the fight. And if you ever saw Wes Hardin draw, you know he can skin his gun. Won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, up against the wrong man, 'cause Hardin wouldn't run. Well, he rode in like a Texas wind, and he took the eastbound train, going, going with Jane Bowen, till the lawman called up. "So long, Jane, and chin up, I'll be back again." off and went to Huntsville prison. So long, Jane, he cried. 15 years she waited till her heart broke and she died. Then she left that bad land to wait up in the sky. For all the wrong he did, first free air they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, let him deal and bid. Out near the border in El Paso, a lawyer reads a sign. You won't find him there for business every day at 9. For business has been real bad. One client's all he's had in quite a long, long time. And Sheriff Selman's boy broke into Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped and kicked him in the face. And John Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. Every night by candlelight in Hardin's favorite bar, she'd be hanging on his arm, and very late they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair, and glad it wasn't far. Right through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes Hardin chuggled lugging red eye, got him in back of the head. John Wesley Hardin fell dead, 'cause Hardin wouldn't run.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you about the train song now, called the Little Hippot, all right?
Dixon line. In daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Better still, just stop the train, 'cause I wanna look around. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, now what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixon, would you tell that engineer, ring his bell, and ask everybody that sleep, they're gonna stand right up in here. Yeah. Hey, get off work, I can't stay no more. Tell the engineer, I said, thanks a lot, I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on the southern soil and breathe that southern air.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Stick around and keep your damper down, or there's a wide open road. I told you to go down that wide open road. There's a wide open road, and honey, I want you to know. You can look down south or you can head back home, and there's a wide open road. Oh, there's a wide open road, honey, I want you to know. You can look down south or you can head back home, and there's a wide open road.
Into that city, of people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn a loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Since the fire went out, I go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't never coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about.
Nancy and Lee there, of course, Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazelwood from the album Nancy and Lee with their version of the oft-covered Jackson there for you. Before Nancy and Lee, we heard Ry Cooder, one of my favorite Johnny Cash covers of all time, his cover of Get Rhythm, title track to that fine record by Ry. We heard the Little Willies in there with a version of Wide Open Road. Brandi Carlile doing Folsom Prison Blues and Buddy Miller doing Hey Porter. And Steve Earle did Harden Won't Run, and Steve and the Milk Carton Kids did Custer. And that's it for our little Johnny Cash birthday bash. For more, head on down to the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club tomorrow night. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices along with the Jake Breaks. That's bound to be a great time. And tune in again on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for another good time. Tell the band to go home. Then next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Check out steelbeltedradio.com.